From the Gospel of Matthew, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfil what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Hi everyone, great to be with you this morning. Here's a classic Christmas song to kick us off. See if you can follow along in your head or out loud if you want. "You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake." It's a classic. It's been covered by more than 200 musos, including Frank Sinatra, Mariah Carey, and more recently, Justin Bieber. His version features in the movie Arthur Christmas, which you might have seen. I saw it just the other day. It's the sort of song that gets stuck in your head, isn't it? Sorry for adding to that. But this morning, I thought it'd be good to stop and think a little about Santa Claus is coming to town. Because the ideas in that song come out in our lives in lots of different ways. Not just at Christmas time, but all the time. Our ideas of naughty or nice, our ideas of God and what he's like. And the ideas come out in ways that I don't think are very helpful at all. In fact, I want to go so far as to say that it's the sort of song that has hidden the Christmas message and even wrecked the Christmas message for some people. In other words, as much as this song represents Christmas and reminds you of Christmas, the Christmas message itself is not like this song at all. The good news of Christmas is so much better. So in these few short moments, we're going to ask the question, which list are you on? Which list are you on? Are you on the naughty or nice list? And we're going to think about that in light of a key verse in the Bible. And I hope we'll be able to tease out the true message of Christmas. Maybe for you, for the first time. So which list are you on? Let's start with the nice list. Are you on the nice list? Because that's the list we want to be on. Thanks, girls. Or at least that's the list that we want other people to be on, isn't it? We want other people to be nice to us, to treat us well, to be generous and kind to us. And we want kids to grow up being nice as well, don't we? To grow up being friendly and good kids. And that's sort of the point of the song. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. We want kids to be nice. But I think we also want to be on the nice list ourselves. We want to be seen as nice and friendly and good people. And so we try to put on a happy face in front of others. We try to turn up the friendliness dial in public. But I think it's hard to keep yourself on the nice list. There's problems with trying hard to be nice. Here's a few problems. For one, it's so tiring. Don't you find it tiring? Unless, of course, you've just given up. For us in our family, it happens every year, and it happened again this year. We got out the Christmas tree. We were hoping, believing that we could create a nice time of peace and joy as we decorated the tree with the kids. So we got the Advent ready. We put some carols on. The tree and the decorations were ready. Absolute disaster. There were fights and tears again about who would put the star up. This year, our giant candy cane became a tool of war and it ended up being cracked. We aimed for nice and we ended up with naughty. And I think being nice is not only tiring, it's also actually quite superficial. For many of us here this morning, there are many of us who have serious, deep-seated issues in our families, in our personal lives, and which we might be able to cover over or wrap up for a day or two, but we're all too aware of the pain, of the heartache, and of the grief that's bubbling away beneath the surface. Niceness is tiring, but it's also really very superficial. And you know what? In the end, staying on the nice list is also just impossible. I think if you're on the nice list, my response to you would be, really? Really? In our Bible passage from the book of Matthew, the key verse that I want to focus on is in chapter 1, verse 21. An angel of the Lord appears to Joseph and says that he shouldn't divorce Mary, he should stick with her, because the child is from the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 21, she will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. That's our key verse. The reality of Christmas time is that Jesus entered this world because we are not on the nice list. Jesus Christ came to town because of our sin problem, because we can never be nice enough. If you're tempted to think that you don't have a sin problem or that your sin problem isn't that bad, then think about this. Why did Jesus come into the world? Why did the awesome God of the universe come into this broken world as a baby boy lying in a stinky manger? We can know we have a sin problem precisely because of Christmas. Christmas exists in the first place because God knows we're not nice enough, because God knows our sin problem is huge. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why we even have Christmas. Christmas proves we have a problem. We are not on the nice list. But here's the good news. This is the first of three bits of good news that I want to unpack and tease out with you. First bit of good news, God doesn't want you to be nice. God doesn't want you to be nice. God doesn't care if you're nice. God is not after nice. And that's news worth remembering at Christmas time. Whether you're Christian, a skeptic, unsure about Christian things, God doesn't want your niceness. That's not what Christmas is about, and it's certainly not what Christianity is about. Okay, so maybe you're on the naughty list. Is that where you'd put yourself? Maybe we're all on the naughty list. Now, on one level, we know this is not the list to be on, but I think we get confused about what it means to be naughty. My mum and dad have a Santa hat that has nice on one side and naughty on the other side. And when we're giving presents around the Christmas tree, someone will put on the naughty nice hat and help give out gifts, and we'll have a joke about it. There's something fun about that, I think. But it also confuses our idea of being naughty. And we can think being naughty is just about being a little cheeky. No harm done. Except that's not the problem at all. Jesus didn't come into this world at Christmas time to save people from cheekiness. Have a look again at Matthew chapter 1. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The real problem is a sin problem. And sin in the Bible isn't just doing naughty things. Sin is a relational problem. It describes our rejection of God, our broken relationship with Him, the way we actually like being rebellious on a God level. And friends, that is a problem. Your sin problem, the reason Jesus came into this world, is a life and death problem. So we might joke about being naughty, but on a deeper level, the naughty list is not a list you want to be on. And we certainly don't want other people to be unkind to us, or mistreat us, or rip us off. And on a really deep level, humanity cries out for the right and the good. We have a strong inbuilt sense of wrongdoing and injustice. So, if this is the problem, what do we do? What's the solution to the problem of sin? What's the plan? Well, if we don't want kids to be naughty, and we want to stop naughtiness, we use a merit system, don't we? We use rewards and punishments. That's the air we breathe. If you're toilet training a toddler, you set up a sticker chart. If you're trying to encourage your kids to clean their room or do some chores, you give them pocket money. And of course, you can always bring out the big guns. Screen time. The Wi-Fi password. Chocolate. Our default solution to encourage niceness and squash naughtiness is using a system of merit. Rewards and punishments. Bribery. And that's the point of this song, isn't it? He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. And it's not just Santa that works this way. Our entire society works like this. Study harder so you can get better marks. Work harder so you can get more money. Do good stuff so you can earn a better reputation. But unfortunately, in the end, a merit system doesn't actually work. Have you ever thought about that? Rewards and punishments don't fix things in the long run. A merit system certainly doesn't solve your sin problem and make you right with God. God does see and know you. God does know when you've been bad or good. But a merit system isn't going to fix it. Niceness isn't going to fix it. Being good isn't going to fix it. No, we are stuck on the naughty list. We are stuck in our sin. But here's the second piece of good news. God still loves you. God still loves you. Despite your faults and your flaws, despite your failures, whether you've hurt or offended or done wrong by someone, no matter how naughty or nice you've been, God still loves you. This Christmas time, please don't forget that. God still loves you. How do I know that? Well, Jesus came into the world, didn't he? She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So let's recap. You're not on the nice list, but God doesn't want niceness. You're actually on the naughty list, but God still loves you. Here's another list I haven't mentioned yet. You can forget the nice list, and you don't have to stay stuck on the naughty list. Go for neither. None of the above. There's a third option, which leads me to our final bit of good news. You can be saved, rescued, set free from your problem. Jesus came to save you and rescue you and set you free from sin. How is that possible? How can Jesus do, what can Jesus do that is better than rewards or niceness or being good? Well, as we read in chapter 1 of Matthew, God came into this world, Emmanuel, God with us. He walked this very earth. He breathed the air that we breathe. He felt the highs and lows of life. He suffered injustice and pain and cruelty. In fact, he went all the way to the cross. Not by accident, but on purpose. so he could deal with your sin problem. He absorbed the punishment you deserve so he could save his people from their sins. Jesus came to town to save you. That's what Christmas is about. Christmas is not about being naughty or nice. Christmas is about Jesus coming to save you from your sin. On our holiday last week, Cara found a DVD from Woolies with Home Alone 1 and 2 on it. So we watched both. They're good fun, lots of slapstick comedy. But there's a scene there that I really have to share. It's the scene where Kevin McAllister is talking to the bird lady in the loft of Carnegie Hall in New York. The bird lady says, "So what are you doing alone on Christmas Eve? You did something wrong?" "A lot of things," Kevin says. Then the bird lady drops this clanger. "Did you know that a good deed erases a bad deed?" Kevin says, "It's late. I don't know if I have enough time to do enough good deeds to erase all my bad ones." "Bird lady, it's Christmas Eve. Good deeds count extra tonight. Think of an important thing you can do for others and go do it. Just follow the star in your heart." I'm sorry, friends, but that is simply not true. It might be the way of Santa, it might be the way of our society, but it's not the way of Jesus. It's not about being nice or good. It's not about being naughty or bad. Christmas is about being saved from sin by Jesus. So which list are you on? Nice, naughty, or neither? Forget the nice list. It's tiring, it's superficial, and it's impossible. The reality is that you're stuck on the naughty list, at least according to God's word in the Bible. But God still loves you, and you don't have to stay stuck on the naughty list. Forget nice, forget naughty, go for saved from sin. That's the list to be on. Not naughty or nice, but saved from sin. Here's one final question to finish up. What do you have to do to get on that list? What do you have to do to be saved? If you've been following along, then hopefully you know what you have to do. The answer is nothing. You don't have to do anything to get on that list. Not a thing. And that's why Jesus trumps Santa every day of the year. God sent Jesus to you as a gift. Free. If you feel like there's an impulse, that there's something you need to do, then it's not a gift. That's what makes it Christmas. Merry Christmas. My gift to you is Jesus the Saviour. Love from God. If you want it, if you want him, you simply receive him. Like any gift. Completely free. No strings attached, wrapped with love by God himself. And the gift of Jesus at Christmas time is for anyone and everyone. So friends, Santa Claus might be coming to town, but Jesus has already come to town. Receive, enjoy, appreciate the gift of Jesus this Christmas time. And not naughty or nice, but saved from sin. Please stick around for morning tea to talk more about these important ideas. I'd love to chat with you if you want to chat with me. But for now, let's pray. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that at Christmas time, we don't have to worry about being naughty or nice. We thank you so much that you set us free from these things because of Jesus. Father, thank you for your grace, for your love, for your kindness which you shower upon us. Father, please forgive us for the ways that we get confused, that we think it's about us and our efforts. Please help us to recognize that we can do nothing, that we are stuck on the naughty list except through Jesus. Help us to receive, to appreciate, to enjoy the gift of Jesus this Christmas time. We pray it in his name. Amen.